This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So while we're on this theme of youth and jobs, I saw a graduation card this past weekend that said something like, "Congratulations, graduate, the sky's the limit." That's a nice sentiment, perhaps, but in today's job market, a lot of 21-year-olds would read that and say, "Yeah, right." So just how far can a good education take you these days? And is it really the answer to the jobs problem in this country? Jeff Madrick writes about jobs and the limits of free markets when it comes to creating good ones. It's in the latest edition of Harper's Magazine. Welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be with you.
So, Jeff, this is graduation season, as we know, and a lot of young people are entering the job market, a very weak job market. What should they expect? Any advice?
Well, I would prepare to look very hard for a job and not blame yourself if you don't get one. The employment-to-population ratio of 20 to 24-year-olds has plummeted compared to what it used to be and has not risen in this economic recovery. This is a place where government should be moving in, I think, in providing subsidies for these young people, even maybe in providing jobs outright. When young people don't get jobs, we set ourselves up for an explosive situation down the road. Their future performance as citizens, as breadwinners, as household formers is deeply affected by the kinds of jobs they get as very young people.
But given the political atmosphere right now, you're calling for the government to subsidize job creation like that. What are the chances?
You know, I can't talk about political chances anymore. I talk about what I think has to be done. If we only talked about what this Congress could do, we may as well not talk about anything. I think the government can do many things very well and can do things we need for economic growth in a decent and fair and optimistic society again. Opportunities are not spread naturally by an economy like ours alone.
Jeff, name one thing that we are not talking about right now or not doing as a country that we could be doing to address the quality of jobs that we're creating right now.
This will surprise you. Child poverty. Our problem is not education. It's access to education from the very beginning. We have the highest child poverty rate in the rich world. When children are very poor, they don't get the physical nourishment or the educational nourishment or the emotional nourishment they need to go on, move up, and eventually become productive.
Jeff, you work in New York City. What do you see happening there? Are young people getting good jobs? Is it still a city of opportunity for young people?
You know, it's kind of interesting. My wife and I have a house in Harlem. We live in a part of Harlem that's highly Hispanic. A higher proportion of Latinos, Hispanics in New York City have jobs even without a college education than white people with college education have jobs. Now, these people are not making what CEOs make, but they're working and they're working hard. That's one personal experience I don't think you'll hear that much about.
Jeff Madrick, he writes the Anti-Economist column for Harper's, and his latest book is The Age of Greed. Mr. Madrick, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.